From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A pro-Russian separatist leader in eastern Ukraine is announcing a general mobilization with the aim of bolstering separatist armed forces to as many as 100,000 fighters. Alexander Zharchenko, leader of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic, was quoted by a separatist news agency today as saying the enemy, meaning the Ukrainian government, is increasing its forces in the southern part of the Donetsk region, in his words, likely for an attack. President Barack Obama sent a $4 trillion spending proposal to the U.S. Congress that calls for higher taxes on the wealthy, an end to mandated spending cuts, and more money to help the middle class. The Democratic president acknowledged that many of his proposals will face opposition from Republicans in Congress. With the U.S. economy improving, Mr. Obama is calling for a one-time 14% tax on overseas corporate profits. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta says it was a relief to be freed from an Egyptian prison, but he is concerned about the two colleagues he has left behind.
I can't tell you how relieved I am at being free. I mean, I really didn't expect that. We were settling in for a period of months behind prison for the retrial, and so to be out now today with just a few minutes' notice really is just extraordinary.
In an interview with Al Jazeera today, Gresta said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt, but that he hopes the country will keep going down that path with Al Jazeera's Bahir Mohammed and Mohammed Fahmy. Egypt deported Gresta back home to Australia on Sunday, releasing him for more than a year's imprisonment after his conviction for aiding the Muslim Brotherhood. This is VOA News. A bomb exploded today outside a stadium in northern Nigeria just minutes after President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally at the site. There was no claim of responsibility for the blast in the town of Gombe. Meanwhile, workers collected bodies in the city of Maiduguri today, a day after the Nigerian army repelled an attempt by Boko Haram militants to take control of the city. A reporter for VOA says many civilians were killed. One Nigerian security officer says at least 500 militants were killed. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel commander Riek Machar have signed an agreement committing the two sides to ending a conflict that has devastated the country. The ceasefire agreement was signed today at talks in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, with the help of mediators from an East African bloc. A large-scale trial of two potential Ebola vaccines has begun in Liberia. It's part of an effort to prevent a repeat of the recent epidemic. The study got underway today at a hospital in Monrovia, with about 600 volunteers taking part. Iraqi Kurdish forces say they have found the graves of about 25 members of the Yazidi minority believed killed by Islamic State militants. Officials said Peshmerga Kurdish forces found the graves on Sunday. Islamic State insurgents are believed to have killed hundreds of people from the ethnic Yazidi minority. About 300 women have been kidnapped as slaves. Meanwhile, the fate of the Jordanian fighter pilot being held by Islamic State remains uncertain. The government renewed a pledge to release an Iraqi insurgent on death row in Jordan if given proof that the pilot is still alive. Here is a Jordanian government spokesman.
The proof of life that we have asked for did not come yet. That is the situation as we speak.
A senior U.S. diplomat on a visit to Sri Lanka has pledged support for the new government's plans for political and economic reforms. Anjana Pasricha reports.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal met Sri Lanka's Foreign Minister Mangala Samaravira in Colombo Monday, after which the Sri Lankan official reiterated the message being sent out by his government since its surprise victory last month.
And we want to raise the relationship between our two new countries to a new level of cordiality.
Biswal reciprocated warmly, saying Sri Lanka can count on the U.S. to be a partner and friend in the way forward. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The handlers of the most famous groundhog in the U.S. say the furry little rodent from the small town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, has forecast six more weeks of winter on today, which is Groundhog's Day. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.